You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The ShopRite Group gave us results today. It's always one of the companies I look forward to reflecting on the numbers, especially when I get to speak to the CEO, Pieter Engelbrecht, around the numbers, because every single time we have this conversation, there's always something new, there's always something that is bizarre in the numbers, and there's always a new surprise. And this week is no different. I mean, these set of numbers are no different for the 52 weeks ended the 30th of June 2024. Pieter Engelbrecht joins me now to reflect on these numbers and try and make sense of what they're doing. Good evening, Pieter. Lovely to speak to you as always. 2 billion rand in monthly group sales, and that's probably the lowest of the highlights that we have to get through. I mean, I ordinarily would want to start with your reflections on the year that was, but judging by the numbers and judging by what's been put out into the market, there's nothing to reflect on. Everything was as good as it could be.
Yeah, Jimmy, thanks for that. It was, and if you followed the presentation today, you would see that we steer clear of bemoaning the macro environment, and everybody knows that. We all trade in the same environment, so stick to what we can control. So probably the most telling of it all is, apart from the indebtedness that I have for the team ShopRite, is the growth in customer visits. And I say, you know, the 64 months of market share gains that we had, it's not that we bought it because then we wouldn't have maintained the gross margins. It is the customers that give market share. If you increase the visits by 4.5%, you are bound to grow your market share. And that is very pleasing, that it's still more customers electing to come to our various formats.
Well, Pieter, when we look at the business, I mean, there's so many different areas I want to look into from a performance perspective. But I suppose let's start with looking at the market share, the footprint. 292 new stores to bring it more than 3,600 stores in total. But that's averaging 300 stores a year, and you're basically opening a store every day. How are you doing that?
Yes, good planning and a fantastic team when it comes to execution. It is, of course, of the plan 265 for next year, 195 are supermarkets. The rest are all of the adjacent brands and businesses that we've opened alongside the supermarket. But everything starts with the supermarkets. So the one thing that still drives that is that there are areas where we are still underrepresented. It stems out of an era twofold. The one where we used to have exclusivity arrangements, and now as those come to end, we can enter into markets where we are underrepresented. And then secondly, the absolute laser clarity and focus with the different brands. We are so clear in what the customer proposition is in each of the brands that it's much more easier to identify where can we go next, where is there a demand, and where are we not represented or underrepresented.
Is that laser focus the reason you decided to sell the house and home business to Pepco?
Yes. So that's a short answer. The slight elaboration on it is that, you know, we try to stick to our guideline of 3% of revenue as a capital spend. And we've got so much to do on the digital front and purely on the stores. You know, sometimes a revamped store costs more than a new store, because we have to stay current and keep on gaining. We have customers selecting us, and therefore we have to keep on investing. So if you've got 3,000 stores and you've got a 10-year revamp program, you have to redo 300 stores a year, and it costs as much almost as a new store, sometimes even more. And then we are underrepresented areas. And remember, especially in the Checkers brand, the day that we open, there's also the digital, the 60-60. And there's such a demand for that more and more. So that drives that. And then secondly is, we do see a positiveness in South Africa amongst business. There's positive 3 times last year's capital inflow coming into the country. Inflation is at lowest levels at like in recent history. Interest rates is going to come down. So a lot of positive things. So we are ready for any green shoot in the economy.
So, Peter, what I'm hearing you say is that despite the fact that the Checkers Savings loyalty program has half the population of the country, 31 million people on it, you still think there's plenty of room for growth. And in addition to the 16.1 billion rand you returned to customers this year, you're expecting that'll be even bigger next year.
Pretty much because of the positiveness that I just said, as I do believe we on a much better platform that we were in recent years following the elections, the positive elections, in a sense that even with first world countries, so to speak, they can't accept the election result. And here we, the little African country, comes and we had a smooth transition, we had a very good, I want to say good election, and here we go. And it's hard to not to be positive.
It's hard not to be positive.
Yeah.
Let's look at some of the adjustments from a business perspective. Obviously, the 60/60 brand, the online business, is doing exceptionally well. Take me through the strategic decision quickly around the Pingo business, bringing that entirely in-house. Your logistics infrastructure, we've spoken about this on many occasions, is next to none in the industry. You guys are well above some of your competitors, if not all of your competitors, and probably some international guys as well. But now to bring Pingo in for the rest of that, what's that going to do for the African operation?
When we started out, I mean, I don't think anybody thought that it would grow this fast. And it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. And we keep on growing day by day. So the base just gets bigger. So the percentages will show a decline, but it's not really. It's just because the base is getting so big. And originally, we could not do everything. And we had to partner with somebody that had the technology in place to do that last part of the last mile fulfillment. And now we're investing so much and so fast that we want to own that part and then have control over the entire value system to surprise and delight the consumer, or not. I mean, if we don't, we must face the music. And that is what we try to do. And then the continuous investment that it requires, we'd like to control that because we can then dictate the pace of how we invest and how much we invest and enhance.
Peter, you mentioned something about looking at the situations, looking at the market and responding in real time. And the relationship you had with FNB, there was a particular promotion you guys wanted to run around the 90 cents or the 99 cents bread kind of deal. That didn't go through as well. FNB decided now they're going to go partner with Pick and Pay. And your response in real time is to have Jamie Oliver launch the new Checkers 60/60 app. Take me through that.
The two are non-related.
Okay.
The simple reason for me not wanting to go on the 99 cent bread, it is not sustainable. Even at the 5 rand we've been doing since 2016, comes at a huge cost. You can understand what a bread really costs if a bought-in bread we get from other bakeries sells at 17.99, on promotion 50.99. So at 5 rand, you already had a big subsidy. At 1 rand, it's not sustainable. You'll do it quickly, and tomorrow you'll disappoint a lot of people. And that's why we didn't do it. So, but we're very elated about the Discovery Vitality partnership. And once again, driven by customers. Customers asked for it. And at the point, we tried many years ago and couldn't convince Discovery. This time, their customers told them that they want to have the choice to elect. And here it's either or, meaning you can select separately your digital partner and separately your physical partner, like your bricks and mortar. And we just another choice, and we'll see which the customers end up with. Certainly the demand has been huge since we launched on Sunday.
Well, when we look at the rest of the business and we look at the performance, or at least how shareholders are seeing the ShopRite Group, there was a comment from one of the landlords recently saying that it's a very different look and feel to have a Checkers on their properties versus having a Pick and Pay on their properties. And I know you and I have spoken about this in the past to say there are some challenges and you wish Pick and Pay wouldn't or wasn't in this kind of situation. But I want to look at just where you are versus where the rest of the market is in general. Share price clocking north of 300 Rand since the last time you and I spoke and kind of staying above that. And today, the dividend increasing to more than 7 Rand, up almost 7.4%. Is there anyone that can compete with you at the moment? We can be honest here.
Yeah, but I do think everybody competes with us. But in the end, we have to satisfy two spectrums here. The one is the customer, and the other one is the shareholder. For listed entities, it's quite different to non-listed entities. I mean, everything we do is public. Virtually, you can't go to the restroom without the world know about it. So there's no place to hide in this, and we have to please both ends of that spectrum. And in here, I must do the right thing for our people. It delivers to the consumer and shareholder promise. So it's a balancing act here. And we are so pleased that we're in the position we are. And I do think that everybody, and it's well known what our competitors' positions are, and we're all hopeful that they will manage through it. It's good for South Africa. It's not good for South Africa if one of the retailers is not there tomorrow. It's not good. And we have such a small industry in terms of supply, food security, farmers, manufacturers. We're going to get that volume. We're currently struggling as it is. Our inbound service levels into our distribution center sits about 80%. Our outbound to our stores sits at 99%. So we're carrying infinitely more stock than what we should to ensure the customer promise that when you're there or you order online, that we have a very high level of fulfilling your demand.
Peter, the 500 million rand that you saved on diesel in the last financial year, is that what you used to pay Jamie Oliver?
You're a funny guy. No, he only came in for the weekend.
Just for the weekend.
Yeah.
I think we'll leave it at that. Always a fantastic catch-up, always a fantastic conversation. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights. That's Peter Engelbrecht, CEO at the ShopRite Group, or ShopRite Holdings Group, rather, joining me to reflect on their year-end results for the year ended 30 June 2024. Interesting fact, on the ShopRite Group, those 292 stores that they opened in the last year created just under 6,500 new jobs. And we'll leave it at that.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.